I wish the European Union existed in substance so that, you know, the president of the European Union could be sitting down with Putin. But we don't have that. The European Union is a disunion, really. So Biden is the only representative of NATO, of the West, at the moment. I'm not going to pass judgment on the gentleman. He is, however, the only one who can sit down with Putin. They can talk on the phone to begin with before they actually sit down. Their foreign ministers will have to come to these exchanges. But the idea must be really very simple. Putin must be given a golden bridge from which to escape his conundrum. He must be given something he can sell to his own people as mission accomplished. The only thing we can, as Democrats and internationals, we should be able to tolerate is, you know, the neutrality of the Ukraine. Because this is a tiny, tiny, non-existent price to pay for ending the war, having Russian troops evacuate the Ukraine, some kind of arrangement to be established for the Donbas area. We could kick into the long grass the question of Crimea. It can be shelved, something to be discussed in the, you know, in 10 years or so, in order to stop the killing and to stop the toxicity which is spreading from Ukraine across Europe, across the United States. I've been hearing senators in the United States, members of parliament, various European countries, calling for NATO to intervene, because we know what that will mean. It will mean that the nuclear threat is going to reach levels that we haven't seen since the Cuban missile crisis. We should be moving towards a rational solution that will leave everybody slightly dissatisfied, the Ukrainians, the Russians, me, you, Biden, Putin, but which will end the killing and would lead to an independent, democratic Ukraine.